Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Terry Ward.
Sadly, it's happened again. I awoke this morning, and as always, I go to turn on the news as I'm getting ready for breakfast. And here it is again, another mass shooting in our country. I saw recently where some folks from other countries were actually warning folks not to come to the United States because of the amount of violence that's being experienced here. For some, it's become a mark of what our country stands for. And it's a very serious time, very serious. Not only are many, many, many lives being lost, but the amount of division that's rising up in our country and hatred one group for another is, well, it's a very serious issue. And I think it's something that we as Christians must take very, very seriously and not be afraid to weigh in on this matter. I mean, you look at the news today and there is one group rising up into the other group and they demonize each other and they seem to think that because people are different in the way they express life, the difference is bad. We've gone way beyond reason in any of this. It's highly emotional, and it's costing people grief, costing people fear, and it's just an ugly stain on what this nation is supposed to be about. You know, one thing I think it's important for us to recognize is that God, He loves diversity. I think I've mentioned this before, but I was amazed once when I saw that God has created over 300,000 different types of beetles. And I don't know, what is it, 30,000 different types of orchids, and you can go on and on and on, and you find that God loves to create with diversity, and somehow it's in that diversity that we find beauty. And certainly in diversity, we find the handiwork of God. Gordon Fee says that 1 Corinthians 12 is really not about spiritual gifts, but it's about diversity. That God loves to give people different gifts so that people play different roles, that they have a different amount of anointing, a different kind of manifestation, a different context of ministry, and that really, while we always go to 1 Corinthians 12 to focus primarily on spiritual gifts, Gordon Fee says it's primarily to focus on the whole notion of diversity. That God loves diversity. He makes us different. He makes us unique. That none of us are carbon copies of each other. That none of us have to completely comply to live life in one particular way. Have you thought much about Scripture? That when Jesus was giving the Great Commission, He said to go to every ethnic group, every people group, people of every tribe, every tongue, every nation. And then when you see the picture in the book of Revelation of what eternity is going to be like, there's going to be vast diversity. When St. John saw this, he was able to mark that there were people from different tongues and different tribes and different nations, different ethnic groups. There were men, there were women. I mean, God seems to be totally and thoroughly committed to this idea of diversity. And the diversity is actually what makes life more interesting if we take the time to value diversity. But at least in our culture today, there are a lot of folks that are pushing against one another, demonize one another, rejecting one another because we look at life a little differently. And boy, once you begin this process of demonizing a people group, you begin to try to highlight all the differences and you make threats out of it and tell how they're trying to take something from you that you better guard and that they're going to take advantage of you and you better be afraid of them. And this group of them never get to know them, don't have names, don't understand their background, don't understand their story, have never gotten to really know their family. We're just pushing against one another. Years ago, there was a writer, and I can't remember him now, but he talked about how people move toward this kind of rejection of other people groups and other cultures. He says it all begins with stereotyping, and stereotyping just means that you notice that things are different from one another. Some people are tall, some people are short. Some people have dark hair, some people have light hair. That's part of stereotyping. You're simply noticing the differences. But stereotyping moves into prejudice when you begin to have these feelings, I prefer this over that. Not just preferred in terms of choice, but preferred in terms of judgment. And then, because we have this prejudice against certain aspects of some particular type of diversity, it seems that we can fall into the pattern of discriminating, treating one group differently than we treat another group. When I was in college, I had a communications professor. His name was Ross Andresko. I really liked him. And he was trying to make a point, and by the way, this would have been a time when a lot of the civil rights movement was moving, and there was protests against the Vietnam War, and individuals were really rising up and dividing again. And one day, Andresko just comes into class, and he looks at people, and he said, "Now you go sit up front. You go sit in the back. You sit up front. You go sit in the back." And nobody was quite aware of what was determining this, but for those of us that were in the back, we soon saw that he was treating the people up front far better. He gave them much more attention in class. He answered their questions. He seemed to give them breaks on assignments. And he was just generally kinder to them and not kind to those of us that were in the back. And it turned out that it was his own little experiment on how we would react to prejudice and discrimination. And he divided the class purely because of who was blue-eyed and who had dark eyes. Dark eyes sat in the back. Blue eyes were up front. Blue eyes were treated better. Dark eyes not treated so well. And then at the end of the day and the experience, he wanted us to talk about that and what it felt like. And it was interesting. This little tiny experiment on issues that really had no weight behind them, it created a lot of emotion as people that maybe never before had experienced discrimination suddenly were right in the midst of discrimination. So the writer says that stereotyping can lead to prejudice when we attach a judgment to it, and then prejudice can lead to discrimination when we treat one group better than another group, and then it can lead to isms, racism, colorism, sexism, genderism. And that's when we just simply stand against a whole group of people because they're not necessarily like us. Now, I know this is Sling Stones. It's supposed to be insights for the Christian journey. So what does this all have to do with Jesus? It has a lot to do with Jesus because the Bible tells us that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. He came that we might have peace with God. He comes that we might experience peace in our heart, but he also comes that we might be in peace with one another. Shalom. That Jesus shows us that the values of the kingdom are values that have to do with love and respect, acceptance and generosity, kindness, patience. And that Jesus is the great gatherer, and there will be a great gathering day. And it will not be one type, but there will be people from every tribe and every tongue, men and women, children, old and young, rich and poor, that are all part of the mosaic of the kingdom of God. And how important it is that we understand this in a day when it seems like there are dark forces really pressing in to divide us. When what Scripture says is, I urge you to maintain unity. To recognize that in the kingdom of God, there is There is not Jew and Gentile, barbarian, Scythian, slave, or free, but God's children, made up of many different types and many different sizes and many different races, and that they're to be treated with dignity and honor. I want to make several suggestions today in light of, once again, awakening to the realization that lives were lost because someone lost control and decided that they didn't care as much for one particular type or group of people. I think it begins with Psalm 139 in those famous scriptures that says, "Search me, O God. Search me, O God." In this case, find if there's any offensive way in me. Am I a person that's moved beyond tall and short, dark hair and light hair, to judging, to preferring? And I want to say something about that for a moment, and that is, we are often unaware of our prejudices. And it's important that we find ways to at least confront our prejudices. And there's literature out there that can really be helpful on this. I think a second thing is we need to make efforts to build relationship with people that are different from us. What kind of difference? Every difference. If you're older, make friends with young people. Make sure that you're crossing gender lines in terms of getting to know one another. And definitely, definitely spend time understanding people of different cultures, and you'll find that at their heart, the same desire to be loved, same desire to be significant, same desire to be secure, same desire to be safe, to belong, to have purpose, to be understood, exactly the same, regardless of what culture, subculture, race, gender, or economic status they are. It's all the same because we're human. And so we need to make efforts to get to know folks beyond us. That has been one of the richest experiences that I've had, the opportunity to spend many, many days, many times, many events in cultures other than my own. Here's a third suggestion. Let's continue to sow acts of kindness in the kingdom. Acts of kindness, being generous, seeing someone that's different, smiling at them, saying hello, starting a conversation, let them know they're valued. I think this is small, but just so important. And then there leads to something that is not small that is important, and that is, don't be silent. When all this division is rising up, don't be silent about it. I've learned in my life that silence always weighs in on the person abusing others. Silence is not neutral. It helps the abuser get away with what they're doing. Let's not be silent. Let's at least let our voice be heard, that we believe God has created all people and that they are equal and they have value and we want to respect them. And that while there are cultural nuances and cultural differences, that's part of what makes us interesting as the community of Christ and the family of God. It's just evil when a dominant culture wants to subdue a minority culture. And normally it's in order that the dominant culture can fulfill some agenda that they're interested in. It's just wrong. It's just evil. And by the way, this issue of prejudice and discrimination, the isms of life, they're not relegated to one particular status, one particular race, one particular people. It cuts across the spectrum of being human. And that's why we need the Redeemer, Jesus. Let's not forget what C.S. Lewis taught us about transposition, that God has the ability to leave traces of himself in everything that he has created, and everything includes every human being, regardless of what country they come from, regardless what ethnic group is their heritage, regardless of their economic status, regardless of their gender, that there are traces of God in people. And that we as Christians have an obligation to remind everyone that God values every child, every person, no matter where they're from. I want to stay away on this podcast from some of the social implications of politics and change, but I want to tell you, it's got to happen. It's just got to happen. And we as Christians are called to be salt and light, and this little bit of light and this little bit of salt that I'm suggesting today may make a difference in someone's life. And so it's very important that we rise up and we let our voice be heard. You are important. They are important. Remember, God's face shines on you. He shines on all His children. Let's make sure we treat all of His children with the dignity and honor that He would have us afford.